This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast. And may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, and honor belongs to Him this day and forevermore. Hallelujah. We serve an awesome God and we serve a good God, a God that is able, willing, and ready to meet our each and every need. We're ever so grateful and thankful to be here in the land of living. We're ever so grateful and thankful to be on top of the ground. The ground is not on top of us. Oh, precious Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you humbling ourselves and need thy mighty hand today, tonight, in the name of Jesus. Just appraising you and thanking you for everything that you have done, is doing, and will do this night and forevermore. Now, as we get out of the way that you may have your way here tonight, we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit to come on in like a rushing mighty wind, lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps. Anoint yourself to clear high and behind Calvary's cross. Prepare the people's heart to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. Oh, Heavenly Father, we are so grateful and thankful for what you have done. You sit high and you look low. You know it all by name, the very hairs on our head. In the name of Jesus, we bind up all technical difficulties, anything that's trying to hinder the word of God from going forth. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, and honor belongs to Him this night and forevermore. If you have your Bible with me, I'd like you to open it up to the book of Mark. Chapter 16, we'll be looking at verse 15 and 16. And the word of God reads in the book of Mark, chapter 16, verses 15 and 16. And Jesus said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Hallelujah. This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord have a blessing upon the hearers and the doers of his word. Hallelujah. God is good and worthy to be praised. We want to talk about tonight, press on to make Jesus known. Press on in order to make Jesus known. Thank you, Lord. Brothers and sisters in Christ, we serve a God that neither slumber nor sleep. We serve a God that is able, willing, and ready to meet our each and every need. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I am, the one that has all power in his hands. You see, people of God, preaching the gospel is the commission, the commandment, the command Jesus gave to all of his followers to do. Sure, my brothers and sisters in Christ, time as we know it, even in 2021, and things may change, but the message, even now, at this time, remains the same. We are commanded by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to go throughout the whole world and preach the gospel to all people. Yes, believers of Christ, we have been called for such a time as this. We have been called to preach the gospel, to teach the word of God, to witness to others, and make Jesus known. Yes, beloved, preaching the gospel is the most important work on the face of planet Earth. Jesus expects his followers to do their best in preaching the kingdom, the gospel of the kingdom of God, to every corner of the world. As long as we as Christians, believers of Christ, in Christ, do our part, our God will give the increase of our labor. Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5, 6 and 7, I have planted, Apollo watered it, but God gave the increase, so that neither is he that planted anything, neither he that watered it, but God that gives the increase. Remember, as always, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we are co-laborers with God. Preach the gospel to make Jesus known. It's for us to press on to make Jesus known. Yes, beloved, whether you call yourself a minister, an evangelist, a missionary, or a preacher, the one thing that binds you to all others in the service of the Lord is the common task of preaching in 2021. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, God is good and he's worthy to be praised. So we as people of God who know that we cannot give something that we do not have. So before we can teach, we must know what to preach. Before we can teach, we must know what to preach. By studying the Word of God, the Bible, we can have the proper understanding of what God expects from us. The Word says in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of God. Press on, my brothers and sisters, to make Jesus known, the name that's above every other name. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the praise and the glory of God, our Father. People of God, before we can preach the gospel, we must know what the gospel is. Yes, gospel, the word gospel means good news, not fake news. No, good, exciting, positive news. Believers of Christ, you see, God's message is called the gospel of the kingdom of God, because that is the goal that God wants us as his children to always be focused on. You see, God, our Father, wants it to come immediately to our mind so that we may know that we are headed towards his kingdom. So we as children not only have to know that it is coming, but we also must do the things that are needed to prepare ourselves for it. So you see, preparation is key. You see, the gospel includes everything that is necessary to call, to teach, to correct, and to motivate as individuals so that he or she may be saved and also to inherit the kingdom of God. I'm going to say this again because it needs to be heard. You see, the gospel, God's gospel, the true gospel, the gospel of the kingdom of God, it includes everything that is necessary for us to be called, to be taught, to be corrected, and to motivate an individual so that he or she can be saved and also to inherit the kingdom of God. God's kingdom is, yes, beloved, the true gospel is the complete revelation of God to man. It also includes answers to everything pertaining to life challenges. Now, beloved, that is good news for us to know. And it's not fake news like what we hear about on the radio and television. Yes, again, for a reminder, in order to be an effective preacher, to be an effective preacher of the gospel, you need to study the word of God first. You need to have the word not just in your head, but all the way to the depths of your heart. And so by doing this, you can be ready to give a defense or to preach the gospel to everyone who acts. You are a reason for the hope that is in you. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15, it says, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and be ready always to give an answer to every man that acts with you, a reason of the hope that is in you. Do it with meekness and fear. We know that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. 2 Timothy 1 and 7 let us know that God hasn't given us the spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind. So we must press on to make Jesus known as ministers of the gospel. Preaching the gospel is not about us. It is all about God's will and purpose for the entire humanity. So that is why we need God's help in order to get this work done. We need to realize that God has called people to do his work, and we must pray for one another and to ask God to open up more doors of opportunities for the advancement of the gospel. As ministers of the gospel, people would rather see a sermon than hear one. So, as ministers of the word of God, as we are those that uphold an office within the body of Christ, whether an apostle, a prophet, an evangelist, pastor or teacher, a missionary, people in general would rather see a gospel, see a sermon than hear one, because our living example is more powerful than what we might say. So listen, it is useless to preach the gospel if we do not translate or transfer it into our lives. So, beloved, here Jesus says in Matthew chapter 5, verse 14, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Also in the Word of God, in Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, it says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Brothers and sisters in Christ, we as Christians must be a good example to others in such a way that it glorifies God the Father. We must press on in order to make Jesus known. So, people of God, we must practice what we preach. In other words, our video must line up with our audio. So as a child of God, people will not believe your message of the gospel if you violate the same message that you are bringing. I'm saying again for those that are listening in. Child of God, believer of Christ, people will not believe your message of the gospel of the kingdom of God if you violate the same message that you are bringing to them. So, believers in Christ, through our words and action, people will be drawn to God. Sometimes, it only takes a simple godly gesture to make people notice our light in our lives and eventually acts about the hope that is in us. Pressing on to make Jesus known as beloved, make preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God your priority. As followers of Christ, we are called to do a work. We are called to be actively being about our Father's business. Jesus said in the Word of God, he said, I must work while it is day, for night cometh that no man can work. Child of God, you need to start thinking about spreading the gospel as a part of your life on a daily basis. Spreading the gospel deserves a portion of your time each and every day of your life. Sure, we are in a pandemic. Sure, we are in a stay-at-home order. But pray like the Holy Spirit of God to lead people across your path. Even though we may be masked up, even though we may be social distant, there's still ways in order to share the good news, to share about Jesus to others. You see, sharing the gospel message, share the gospel message, even on your social media, your social network page, make it your habit to at least share something about the Lord, about the gospel of the kingdom of God, on your wallpaper, about every day on Facebook, on Twitter, every social media device that is available to be used. People of God, always remember this. It is not you who call people to the church. It is God. You are just an instrument. God will eventually put into the heart of a person the need to attend a church body, an assembly, where they must give their life to Christ and wants to attend in order to grow on a spiritual basis. So we as believers of Christ, we must press on to make Jesus known to our communities, to our state, to our world, to our countries. Yes, it is our responsibility as believers in Christ, because we have been called for such a time as this to lift up that name that's above every other name, and that is the name of Jesus. So preaching the gospel, it costs money. And one of the best ways to support God's work is by the giving of our tithes and offerings. Believers in Christ, you know what is expected. We are, according to the book of Malachi, it says, for us to give our tithes and offerings, so there may be meat in the storehouse. In other words, there'll be money that is there sufficient to take care of the needs of the church, the lights, the electric bill, the heating and air, the upkeep of the facility. Yes, through tithes and offerings, we give as unto the Lord. Believers in Christ, giving back a portion of at least 10% of your income to God, of what he has blessed you with. It shows your priority, and also it shows where your heart is. Because where your treasure is, your heart will be drawn to it. Brothers and sisters in Christ, sharing the gospel through the use of another avenue and through the use of a local radio station. Sharing the gospel through the sound waves can reach thousands of people at a time. Yes, God help open up different doors that we can use to promote the gospel. Preaching the gospel for a believer in Christ is not optional. Witnessing for Jesus is not optional. It is mandatory. It is our duty for every believer of Christ. It is not something that you only do when you feel like it. You see, your life should be a living example and your testimony of what the gospel is all about. Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 16, the B clause of the verse. It says, woe unto me if I preach not the gospel. Woe unto me if I don't witness and tell others about Jesus. Brothers and sisters in Christ, we must press on in God doing God's work in order to make Jesus known to people that don't know him. So people of God, make this Christian calling an obsession in your life, because it is God's It is his perfect will for us to do what thus says the Lord, for us to continue to let people know about the Great Commission, according again on what Mark chapter 16, verse 15 and 16 is saying. And Jesus said unto them, which he was talking to the apostles, the disciples at the time. Now he's speaking to us as his ambassador for Christ here on planet Earth. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. So preach the gospel. It is a command Jesus gave to us and for us to do. Remember, times and change. Times and things may change, but the message of the kingdom of God remains the same. So let us, my brothers and sisters in Christ, press on to make Jesus known. Yes, God is good, and he's worthy to be praised.
I need thee, oh,
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Indeed, we need the Lord. We need him 24/7. Hallelujah. 365 days the year. Amen. God is good and worthy to be praised. We thank God for each and every one that is listening to the broadcast today, tonight. Amen. We just thank God for you. Hallelujah. Out of your busy schedule, taking the time to be with us, to listen to the broadcast. We just ask and continually ask you to keep us in prayer as we do this teaching. Ask the Lord just to prepare your heart to receive his word in spirit and in truth. Ask that the anointing of the word, that the anointing of the Spirit of God rests on the word of God, that will go forth and just bring encouragement to people's heart and an encouragement during their Christian walk, their walk while they're here on earth, just to keep on keeping on for the glory of God. All praise, glory, and honor goes to him. I thank God for my wife, amen, for Providence Lisa Tebow and myself. Teamwork makes life, ministry, and dream work. So I thank God because two is better than one. Hallelujah. As I'm ministering the word of God, she is praying for me as well as standing in the gap that we would go forth and uplift that name that's above every other name, and that is the name of Jesus. Even though we may be teaching and preaching on a local level, we are reaching on a global platform through the use of the internet. And so we thank God for his blessing and his hand being upon the ministry. Hallelujah. In 2021. Thank you, Lord. Here, again, we are talking about tonight for us to press on to make Jesus known. To press on to make Jesus known. In the book of Luke chapter 21, verses 14 and 15, the word of God says, "Settle it, therefore, in your heart, not to meditate before what you shall say, what you shall answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to resist or contradict." Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, it is our responsibility on a spiritual level to go beyond the four walls of a building and into the byways and the highways and to compel people to come to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So we need to press on, my brothers and sisters in Christ, in order to make Jesus known to people in the world that are not aware of who he is. So people of God, nothing is more urgent or important than bringing the hope of the gospel to those who are living in the midst of sin and darkness. I'm going to say that again. Sometimes we, as believers in Christ, whether a babe in Christ or a veteran in the things of God, we sometimes have to remind ourselves that it is urgent and important for us to bring the hope of the gospel, the kingdom of God, to those who are living in the midst of sin and darkness. We have to remember where we once was. Somebody took the time out and witnessed and told us about Jesus. Today we live in a culture now in the year of 2021, where proclaiming the gospel, the kingdom of God, is often met with scorn and hostility. And many Christians feel intimidated and unsure about sharing their faith. But remember what Jesus said. If you're ashamed of me before men, I'll be ashamed of you before God, our Father. So we must conquer the fear and remember that everything we do is by faith. The Bible says in Hebrews 11:1 that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. And them that come to God must believe that he is who he say he is. And he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. We have the reassurance that God said in his word, he'll never leave us nor forsake us. He's always with us. Says believers in Christ, fear about being mocked, and one main reason may be that they have not spent enough time in prayer and meditation on the scriptures of God's word in order to be confident and effective witnesses for Christ. I'm going to say it again. As believers in Christ, we can't let fear about being mocked. And another reason may be that we have not spent enough time in prayer and meditation on the scriptures of the Word of God in order to be confident and effective as God, as a witness for Christ. Everything that we do for God started out with prayer. Bible says in Luke 18, verse 1, the B clause of the verse, men are to always pray and don't faint. Don't lose heart. Yes, my brothers and sisters, remember that the Lord has promised to empower those who have surrendered to Christ and are willing to share the gospel of the kingdom of God, the good news to your family, friends, to the world. So as a child of God, in 2021, you have to make up your mind not to worry beforehand how you will defend yourself. You see, our biblical responsibility to the Lord and to the lost is to leave no room on our part as followers of Christ, according to fear and uncertainty in our lives. So we must be prayed up, tied up, fixed up in the things of God. So begin with prayer. Study the Word of God. Let it go from your head all the way to the depths of your heart. Have time to meditation. Meditate on the Word of God. Meditate on it. Take a scripture a day. Meditate on it. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15, but sanctify the Lord God in your heart and be ready always to give an answer to everyone that asks you a reason of the hope that is in you. Do it with meekness and with godly fear. We must press on in order to make Jesus known. So as disciples of Jesus, we are to equipped ourselves, again, through prayer and a working knowledge of the scriptures, of the word of God, so that we can be steadfast as ambassadors for Christ in God's kingdom, for God's kingdom. As believers in Christ, our job is to share God's truth revealed in his word and to trust God to work in the hearts and souls of men and women. Bible says in Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, for us to trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding. In all of our ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, here in the word, in the book of John, chapter 14, verse 5 through 7, said unto Jesus, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus answered, said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If you have known me, you should have known my Father also, and from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. You see, brothers and sisters in Christ, to know Christ and to make him known should be a central focus in our personal lives as believers in Christ, and also for the church. People of God, when you are at a crossroad, it is so important that you make the right decision. Because once you have made the right decision, it is equally important that you keep on heading in the right direction. Again, beloved, we are reminded in the book of John, chapter 14, verse 6, where Jesus said to us, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Also, he said in St. John, chapter 10, verse 9, the eighth clause of the verse, that I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. So people of God, it is through Jesus' death on the cross that he opens the door to heaven. So we need to press on in order to make Jesus known in 2021. If we as Jesus followers are going to point Christ as the way, the door, our witness must be true in our living also. The gospel is to be preached by those who are growing in their experience of life in Christ. You see, to know Christ and to make him known, it is our responsibility as a child of God. Pray and ask the Lord to place within you a zeal, a fire, a want, a hunger spiritually, so that you may hunger to do and to know the word of God for yourself, to do as unto the Lord, to obey what the word of God is saying. Bible says in 1 Samuel 15:22, the B clause of the verse, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of the rams. So to be a material follower of Christ, it is to know God and to know his word so fully that it penetrates every inch of your life. Living that way, it begins with the simple truth that God has delivered you from sin and death by the word, by the work of his Son, Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. So now, my brothers and sisters, in Christ, we are under Jesus' lordship and rule, and we are free to follow him wherever he leads. Bible says in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So we must continually press on in order to make Jesus known. People of God, salvation, it is a free gift, an incredible one. We have received Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And in him, we follow him each and every day of our lives. You see, Jesus is our firm foundation because he is the author and finisher of our faith. You see, when we as followers of Christ are rooted in him, in Christ, and his gospel message, we are able to discern when people and spiritual authority are trying to deceive us. You see, if you abide in him and he abide in you, you should act what you will, and it shall be given unto you. So, beloved, remember this, that God does not call the qualified or the equipped. He equips and qualifies the call. And as Christians, we're all called to share what Christ has done. Sharing our faith is not a suggestion. It is a command. God is with us when we obey him. Bible says in Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, so ye therefore go and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. As believers of Christ, one of the best ways to share your faith is to live a godly life so that people around you may see, and also to share your faith by praying for those who you may interact with. As a believer of Christ, make it a habit of reading the Word of God, the Bible, praying, and going to church on a weekly basis. These things will help you to grow in your faith with Christ. Always be passionate about Christ. It will help others to see that there is something different about you and that they will want to know what it is. Child of God, you can also reflect Christ through your life, by your kind words, by gentle temperament, by your patience, and by choosing to love difficult people. Also by carefully monitoring what you watch and see. To know Christ and to make him known as beloved people of God, we need to hear. They need to hear the gospel. They need to hear the gospel message of the kingdom of God said by us, to let them know that God loved them. Christ died for their sin so that they can have eternal life. Always remember, someone prayed for you. Someone stood in the gap. Someone witnessed to you until you came to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The Bible says in the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 13 through 15, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Believers of Christ, God's love bridges the gap of separation between us and him. You see, when Jesus Christ died on the cross at Calvary, and then he rose from the grave, from that borrowed tomb, Christ paid the penalty for our sins. Bible says, without the shedding of blood, there'll be no remission of sin. Bible also let us know in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. He himself bore our sickness, He bore our sins in his own body on the cross, so that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye are healed. As a child of God, you crossed the bridge into God's family when you accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. The free gift that was presented in the book of John, chapter 1, verse 12, it says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Believers of Christ, understand that your own life is a great place, a great part of your witness. Everyone have a story. Remember that Jesus was a friend to the sinners. We also have to follow his example to be able to listen to people, their stories, as well as allow the Spirit of the Lord to direct us to see where they are in life through their conversation. Then take them to where they need to go by sharing the word of God with them. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, let's press on to make Jesus known. Explain to people the gospel simply by a way that they can understand. Let the people know what John 3:16 said. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish, but have everlasting, eternal life. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word tonight. We thank you that your word will not return to you void. We thank you that your word will accomplish what you will. You look over your word to perform it. Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Thank you that the word of God fell on good ground. Will bring back 30, 60, 100-fold blessings into people's lives. From this night forward, in Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him. From this night forward, in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen, Apostle. We have truly enjoyed your teaching this evening, and we pray that something you said has reached those that were involved in participating in the broadcast, listening. Please feel free to share the number, 347-826-9424, with your family and friends, and have them join you, as well as us, every Tuesday and every Friday at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you have need to reach us for comments, questions, topics you'd like for us to discuss, please feel free to write to us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. We pray that all of you are warm, you're wearing your mask, you're washing your hands, and you're socially distancing yourselves from in crowds. We pray God's blessings upon you. We pray you have a great weekend and know that God loves you, and so do we. And the Lord willing, we'll be back together again on Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Have a great weekend. God bless.